Good day, this is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 487 for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were slightly weaker Thursday morning, taking some direction from the softer Chicago soy complex. Canola values were anywhere from 50 cents to $1.50 lower, November down that $1.50 at $519.30 per ton. The upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar also weighed on values, as it made canola more expensive to foreign buyers. Improving weather in Western Canada, the large global oilseed supply situation, and signs of slowing demand from China were also bearish. However, some spillover support came from the advances seen in European rapeseed futures overnight. The market was also underpinned by ongoing worries about tight Canadian canola supplies, as drought is likely to lower production. On Wednesday, CWB pegged the 2015-16 Canadian canola crop at 12.18 million tons, significantly smaller than last year's 15.56 million ton crop. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were trading on both sides of unchanged. Chicago soybean futures were anywhere from 4 to 9 cents lower. November was down 8.5 cents at $9.87 per bushel. Improving weather conditions for the U.S. soybean crop weighed on the market. The large global oilseed supply situation was also bearish. However, firmness in the U.S. cash market limited the downside, as did signs of improving export demand for U.S. beans. Corn futures in Chicago were little changed as it found some support from the stronger wheat market and downward pressure came from weakness in soybeans. Values were anywhere from 1 cent lower to 1 cent higher, December down a quarter of a cent at $4.13 per bushel. While improving weather conditions in the U.S. Midwest are bearish for prices, there are still some worries about recent excess moisture lowering yields and quality for the U.S. corn crop. Chicago wheat prices were stronger, underpinned by sentiment that the market is looking oversold. Values were anywhere from 3 to 5 cents higher, December up 4 and 3 quarter cents at $5.29 and a quarter cents a bushel. Ongoing worries about quality problems in the U.S. winter wheat crop due to excess moisture during the growing season were also supportive. Though pressure from the advancing U.S. winter wheat harvest and a lack of fresh export demand helped to limit the upside. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Taryn Shields.